This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I had to think about it. It's a different setting. Welcome back to another episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and I shared a, which I often do, a podcast of, I don't know how to say it, Young Pablo. I've got to find out how to say it. Y-U-N-G, which sounds like young, and then P-U-B-E-L-O, Pablo. Young Pablo. Y-P. That guy. Girl, whoever it is. Either way, you should check out their Instagram. I quite like it. They do share some very thoughtful, insightful stuff. And I shared this, but I wanted to share it. And I often share things on Instagram because I've thought it through, and then I'd love to also unpack it here for you guys. That's one of the main reasons why I do it. So the post that I shared simply read, "It is easier to let go of someone's opinion when you understand that people see you through a combination of their past conditioning plus their current emotion. Without realizing it, they see themselves first, and through that lens, they get an unclear picture of you." Yes. Now, that is pretty much all true. Probably a little bit incomplete, but that's not a criticism at all, right? But it's all true. To try and put a sentence about reality into two sentences, basically. Try and fit reality into that's quite challenging, especially when every single person's experience is unique, right? But the interesting thing around it is that you also do that. So let me read through that again. "It is easier to let go of someone's opinion when you understand that people see you through a combination of their past conditioning plus their current emotion." Now read that as state, because physiology also plays a role in that. Hey, not just emotional mind-body, like mind state, but it is a mind-body state. What's their physiology? "Without realizing it, they see themselves first, to some degree, and through that lens, they get an unclear picture of you." Well, with all due respect, and there is a lot of respect due, we have an unclear picture of just about everything. Because, and this is, I'll say this at every one of my seminars, I'll say, point to where you see me. And people, you know, don't do anything to begin with because they don't want to be seen as doing something that was asked of them. Jesus Christ. But what they'll end up doing is literally pointing at me where my location is. But that's not where they see me. They see me here. You see me in your mind. You may see me on a computer screen or an iPhone or a different Android or whatever you want to call it. But the fact of the matter is that you see me in your mind. You represent me as an image in your mind that you then have an experience of. And you see that through all of your lenses, all of your filters. Now, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, has a couple of things with it that it could probably improve on. But at the same time, it's just a learning tool. It's people are starting to see things like neuro-linguistic programming or similar through their lenses. And what happens is they learn it, and then because they've got low moral judgment, or maybe they have low spiritual judgment, they then struggle to really deliver it in a way that could be perceived to be really, really well. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because meta coaching or meta NLP, which means above and about, when taught objectively, can really allow you to understand the filters that we use to represent reality to ourselves, to understand it. And it is, like Jung said here, it is a combination of our past conditioning. It's not always trauma, it's conditioning, right? That's why it's called not just childhood trauma, sometimes it's childhood patterns. And what's the difference between that is saying to somebody, like a little girl who's wearing a dress, it's like you look really pretty in that dress. And that conditioning is may be helping that kid to go, when I wear this, then I'm beautiful. As opposed to, you're really beautiful and that's a nice dress, right? But your beauty is inherent. It's not conditional on what you're actually wearing. Now, that's just conditioning. It's just a childhood pattern based on the parents' communication. That's not necessarily trauma, but it can dictate how that person then sees themselves, right? And so the key thing there is understanding that, yes, people see us through a multitude of filters. There's multiple thinking patterns that we all have, you know, biases in. Even looking at personality, although some people would disagree with me here, personality is really just pointing at your personal biases and blind spots, and that's mostly why people behave in a particular way, because it's the mask they wear to be able to deal with reality. Personality is a personal, so persona is literally derived from the Greek word for mask, the mask people wear at the play, the way that they're acting, right? It's a person's acting up. It really forges your character. All of these terms are pointing at the fact that personality is more often than not what gets in the way of us seeing reality, because we will see it not as it is, we'll see it as we are. And that's a key difference. And when we can start to see those filters and start to remove those, you know, those rose glasses, so to speak, then we can start to see it as it is and then see it through the filters afterwards. And same with other people. It's like, oh, that person's this, that person does that, or whatever the case might be. Maybe, or maybe that's just your experience of them. This is I speak to coaches and trainers in my industry all the time about this. They're like, well, the person would just be healthier if they just did X, Y, and Z. It's like, how the fuck do you know, mate? Like, have you spoken to them about their past childhood and this and that? You don't know what's best for them. They probably don't know what's best for them. What you can do is provide a safe learning environment. What you can do is provide an environment for them to be able to find out more about themselves so they can unfold, not just do what you're telling them to do because you're trying to find some sort of authority, because it's easier to tell someone what to do than it is to be able to understand yourself. Small example of many examples. So yes, I do like what this person does. I'm sorry, I'm going to learn how to say their name correctly. Share, I think it's very thought-provoking, and I think it actually is easier to let go. The key thing here, though, is that if somebody has an opinion of you, it's their opinion of you. It's not the truth of you. It's exactly the same thing, though, for you. If you have an opinion of someone or something, it's not the truth, it may be your truth, which is different to the truth. And the way to think about it is that the finger pointing at the moon is not the moon, right? And also the fact that every single person around the world pointing at the moon is going to be pointing on different angles. Therefore, they're all pointing at the same thing, but it's different. And when we can understand that our experience of everyone and everything is different, it's not them. It's simply pointing at them in our experience from where we're standing, sometimes literally. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab one of my books, Minding Yourself, at davenixon.com.au. You can find it in my link tree on Instagram. You can also just find them on pretty much any book selling location. Is that a thing? Probably not a book selling location, online location. Just Google it. You'll find it. Minding Yourself, Dave Nixon, clear the crap. Otherwise, that's it. I'm out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick to the end of the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.